about some intractable problems that we are trying to resolve. Not only experts from the field, but also our students, who, after all, will be the future leaders of America. I'd like to take this opportunity, though, to introduce Ms. Alexis King Holmes, Associate Director of the College Board, who is co-sponsoring this program this morning. Please come forward and greet us.
Thank you. And good morning. Good morning. And thank you all again for rising very, very early this morning. Again, my name is Alexis Holmes, and I'm Associate Director of Government Relations for the College Board. And on behalf of the more than 4,000 member institutions and education professionals we represent, I bring to you greetings. As many of you here in this room know, that in the making of any movement, we must collaborate. And this is a movement, the education of African American students, be they 16 or 60. And despite the many individual resources, talents, and personal commitment, in this room, raising our achievement, our expectations, and our consciousness will take the kind of collaborative effort that Nafio is proposing here. And we applaud them, their leadership, and on a very personal note, we'd like to applaud Dr. Baskerville for the vision. As many of you know, the mission of the College Board is to connect students to college success and opportunity. We are committed to excellence and equity in education, aligning ourselves with like-minded organizations like Nafio and others here on this most distinguished panel is in keeping with and advancing that very important mission. Throughout the day, you'll mingle with other College Board representatives in addition to myself, such as Andre Bell, our Vice President of Enrollment Services, and his very able and wonderful Lieutenant Patricia Williams. And in addition to Patricia, joining us also is Tony Pace, our Manager of Higher Education Services. Again, I welcome you all and thank Nafio for allowing us to sponsor this morning's opening plenary. And more importantly, we look forward to joining you and supporting you in this most important work. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes. You've been to many conferences and you've heard the words collaboration. You've heard the words communication. We talk about it all the time. But most of the time we just hear good speakers and really go home feeling good. And it lasts for about 15 minutes after we get back to our desks and say we're still in the same situation. Not so with this conference. Today we're going to hear from groups, individuals, people who are a part of the problem and also earned the right to be part of the solution. Could we have the students who are visiting us today and participating in this conference please stand? Come on, stand up quickly. Look at that. Aren't they beautiful? I believe our future is in good hands. These students represent a variety of institutions, but most of them come from the historically black colleges and universities represented by Nafio. With the Nafio presidents, would you please stand? Oh, don't be shy. We welcome you. The theme throughout this conference is going to be communication and collaboration. And it started yesterday when we had a panel facilitated by Kofi Limote, President of Fort Valley, on saving our sons. And they talked about poverty, health problems, but they also talked about poverty of the spirit, our willingness to roll up our sleeves and get the job done. We went to the Joint Center for Political Studies dinner last night, where we heard wonderful speaker Barack Obama. And Sweetheart on the Rock sang about teachers, preachers, leaders getting together. And then they also sang about greed, about why we're not moving forward. And then they ask us, do we really feel that we are free? Do we believe in freedom? So that what we do will make us free. And that's exactly what we are intending to do today. And then, of course, Barack Obama talked about this not being like the old days, when we did just march and sit down at the table in a restaurant, but now we have to have the money to sit down at a table at a restaurant. And so our imperatives have shifted. He also talked about the arc of justice that bends ever so slowly, but if we get together and work together, day in and day out, corporations, businesses, teachers, preachers, our representatives in government, then how can we lose with the stuff that we'll use? And so we'll begin this morning with the dialogue. I'm not going to be long in my introductions because these people need no introduction. You're going to hear from them for a few minutes about collaboration. What are we going to do together and what are they doing individually? Dr. Leslie Baskerville, our fearless leader, will be here. Dr. Michael Lomax, president of the United Negro College Fund. Mr. Dwayne Ashley, president of Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Fund. Dr. Joyce Payne, director of the Office of Advancement of Public Black Colleges of the National Association of State Colleges and Universities. And Dr. Joe Leonard, president of the Black Leadership Forum. You'll also see wonderful people sitting here, Dr. Lou Sullivan and our representative Towns from New York. These individuals will come and go. They will greet us when they are able, and we're just going to be flexible to go with the flow. Whatever we do, we're going to have it done by 9:35 when our Secretary Spellings will be coming to address us. And how timely is her visit here? If you saw USA Today, Teachers Union sues over funding for Bush's education reform law. Are we on time or what? Let us begin with Leslie Baskerville. You're not going to? You're going to be second? Third? All right. Congressman, will you come forward? As I said, we're going to have to come and go, so we need to be a little bit flexible.